This is Lisa Hampton for the Dictating Medication Review on NANA, N-A-N-A, ADDAI, A-D-D-A-I. Case number is 44913. The patient presented with his mother to the medication review, who was his legal guardian. He was also, also present was Ms. Rokisa Baker, who is the department supervisor, along with the writer. New paragraph. The patient's mother reports that he is taking the medication and he is doing, quote, well. The patient, she also reports that the patient is not exhibiting any medication-related side effects. New paragraph. The patient and his mother recently returned from Florida. She reports that the trip went well and that the patient responded well and interacted with his family members. New paragraph. An ACTS 1 diagnosis of autism, ACTS 2 mental retardation, ACTS 3 none, ACTS 4 none, and ACTS 5, 30 to 35 exists. The patient's medication protocol includes Respitol 3 milligrams each morning and Depakote-ER 500 milligrams at night. New paragraph. Mental status exam. This is a 38-year-old male. Correction, African-American male. The patient's hygiene and grooming were appropriate. He's casually dressed. The patient was calm and cooperative throughout the interview. His mother was the historian. The patient answered questions with one and two answers when prompted. The patient's affect was constricted, the patient's mood was subdued, the patient denied any intent to harm himself or others. On occasion, the writer observed the patient moving his mouth as though he was responding to internal stimuli. The patient was alert and oriented to person and place. New paragraph. Diagnosis, ACTS 1 autism, ACTS 2 mental retardation, ACTS 3 none, ACTS 4 none, ACTS 5, 45 to 50. This is the stop in the dictation. Please go back to the prior ACTS 5 and replace it with 45, 50 instead of 35. Correct, instead of 30, 35. Resuming dictation, recommendations. Number one, continue current medication protocol, Depakote-ER 500 milligrams at night, and Respitol 3 milligrams in the morning. Number two, side effects of the medication were discussed. Number three, the patient is to return for follow-up in 3 months. Number four, the patient is to follow up with his primary care physician regarding medical illnesses as needed. Number five, aims zero. Number six, the labs and Depakote level were discussed with the patient's mother. It was obtained September of 2012 at his primary care physician's office, and the writer confirmed with the patient's mother that it was indeed in the patient's medical record at Goodwill. In a dictation, they said, for the